I can't remember what game it was, but they were doing crowd stuff, and we weren't doing any basketball. And she was sitting just in front of an old friend of mine from college, who was a girlfriend of David's and Angelo's and mine, who was an extra. And, you know, as we've said, making movies is tedious and boring, and, you know, when you move lights and cameras. And, but the Barbara and Fern Parsons were in the stand with all the extras because they were going to shoot their reactions. And I was just on the floor, going on the basketball floor. I wasn't in the scene. And I see my friend, and I start doing all this stupid stuff, like I'm a gorilla, jumping up and down like a monkey, you know, putting my hands behind my thing, like I'm hugging, and all directed to my friend.
Oh, yeah.
And then then all of a sudden I realized that Barbara Hershey was thinking all this was intended to her. And she was laughing. And at the realization that I had just made a complete ass of myself to Barbara Hershey, I went, oh my God, what have I done? And I literally ran off the court, and I saw one of the PAs and said, I just made a complete fool of myself in front of Barbara Hershey. What I didn't realize is it broke all the ice. We ended up having lunch together, and she really liked me, and I, you know, and so, she, I mean, and we talked about our kids and our families, and she paid me a high compliment because she thought I was one of the best people in terms of knowing what I was doing and the basketball. Little did she know that I was the least experienced of anybody there. Her last day on the job was the Hinkle. We shot for another week after Hinkle, but she was, you know, parting shot, and she came up and gave me a nice hug and said it was nice working with you. As much as I heard Dave and Angelo complain about Barbara Hershey, I loved her. I thought she was just wonderful.